Okay, so here if you see, it's good to read whatever is given because there are a lot of directions here. And it says that not every sentence you can use or not every verb you can use as a in a dvikarmakam statement. So some subodh mahodaya kinchit patatu atra, if you can see.
संस्कृते व्यावहारिकतया धातवः एतदर्थकाः अन्ते धातवः च द्विकर्मकाः इति प्रसिद्धाः ते च वदति पृच्छति प्रार्थयति नयति
सो इट् इस् चत्वारि धातवाः. So primarily, you know, these are what are used. Not that they are the only ones, but as mentioned here, vadati, prichyati, prarthayati, nayati. And also if you look at the examples, there are some others also used. So just look at this and these are the ones that are more prevalently used when you run into any dvikarmakam statements. So here you can see, right, Prichyati, Nayati. I mean, there are some more, but those are the four most prominent ones. See, Katayati, Bodayati, all that also you can use. Nivedayati, Prarthayati, Prarthayate. So just that will give you some kind of a clue as to where to use it. Okay, so just read that section and familiarize. We don't want to spend more time on that. And going to the Tritiya. So we had seen this. I think we stopped at this somewhere here. So Tritiya Vibhakti we have seen is used in some special cases. The first one was what? Usha Bhagini, where do you use the Tritiya Vibhakti, the first one we saw?
We use it as an instrument. Sadhana Arthartham Tritiya Vibhakti Yujyate.
Dhanyavada, Samyak Bhagini. So wherever you use it as a sadhanam or a instrument or a tool. Saravastrena Mukham Marjayami. So that is one case. And then the next one we were doing emotion. Okay, Bhava Suchaka. Here also we did some. So before we proceed more here, Bhagini, can you go on mute, please? So let us look at the different Tritiya forms. Sanjana Bhagini, can you read the Akkaranta Ramaha Shabda? Can you read up to the Tritiya, the first three lines?
Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman, Ramena, Ramabhyam, Ramabhihi.
Ramaihi. Dhanyavada Bhagini. So for this, Suhasini Bhagini, Balaha Shabdasya Vadatu, Vibhaktiyaha, up till the Tritiya Vibhakti, can you looking at this for balah akaraanta pullinga shabda
balah balau balah dvitiya balam balau balan tritiya balena bala can you move the cursor mahod बालाभ्यां बालैः
सम्यक् भगिनि उत्तमं सो वन्स् यु नो वन् इट् विल् एव्रिथिङ्ग् विल् जनरलि फालो अलाङ्ग् द सेम् पेटर्न् ओके धन्यवादः भगिनि वैभवी भगिनि अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग सीता शब्दस्य वदतु पठतु अकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग उच्चैः वदतु भगिनि
सीता सीते सीताः सीतां सीते सीताः सीतया सीताभ्यां सीताभिः
हा धन्यवादः बालकृष्णमहोदय मालाशब्दस्य वदतु आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्द
माला माले मालाः माला मालां माले मालाः मालया मालाभ्यां मालेभिः
सो हियर् इट् सीताभिः रैट् सो इट् बि मालाभिः
यस् ऐ सेड् दट् मालाभिः
ओ ओके धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः
अनिता भगिनी वनं शब्दस्य पठतु
वनं वने वनानि वनेन वनाभ्यां वनैः
धन्यवादः भगिनि जया भगिनी पुस्तकं वदतु पुस्तकं शब्दस्य विभक्त्यः जयभगिनी अस्ति वा सरस्वती भगिनी वदतु
पुस्तकं पुस्तके पुस्तकानि पुस्तकं पुस्तके पुस्तकानि पुस्तकेन पुस्तकाभ्यां पुस्तकैः
सम्यक् भगिनि धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
So similarly there is ikaraanta pullinga streelinga napunsakalinga so we'll just look at this one also bhumi bhagini munihi patatu
namaskar muni muni munayah munim 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 munina munidhyam munidhi
धन्यवादः राजश्री भगिनी मतिः इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग
नमस्ते महोदय कविः कविः कवि कवयः कविं कवी कवीन् कविना कविभ्यां कविभिः
सम्यक् ओके कविः सो यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् द पुल्लिङ्ग कविः इस् अ पुल्लिङ्ग शब्द
ओ अच्छा वाट् शुड् ऐ वाट् डिड् यु वाण्ट्
दट्स् माय ओके इट्स गुड यू डिड दैट जस्ट से इट अगेन प्लीज पुनः वदतु
कविः कवी कवयः कविं कवी कवीन् कविना कविभ्यां कविभिः
सम्यक् धन्यवादः भगिनि मञ्जुमहोदय इकारान्त मतीशब्दः
मतिः मती मतयः मतीं मती मतीः मत्या मतीभ्यां मतिभिः
रामेश्वरी भगिनी वारि इकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्ग
वारि वारिणी वारिणी वारि वारिणी वारिणी वारिणा वारिभ्यां वारिभिः
धन्यवाद सो हियर यू हैव टू बी अ लिटिल केयरफुल वारि वारिणी वारिणी okay look at that it's a little confusing but as we do it we'll get used to it okay vari varini 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 vari means water stream something like that so again suggestion is just keep looking at this because there is a lot of different types of words and we'll stop here for now but all of these we'll have to get used to by the end of this level okay let's do one more let's do aham and Aparna Bhagini aham पठतु
आं महोदय अहम् आवां वयं मां नौ माम् आवाम् अस्मान् मया आवाभ्याम् अस्माभिः
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः सो
हियर् वील् कीप् टु माम् आवाम् अस्मान् यू केन् यूस् द अदर् they are synonymous but there are certain rules under which you can use the other ones you can't use them all the time but maam aavam asman you can use all the time okay maya aavabhyam asmaabhi
ammode
let's see let's हिमाङ्गी भगिनी कः पठतु
कः कौ के प्रथमा कं कौ कान् द्वितीया केन काभ्यां कैः तृतीया
धन्यवादः साहित्य भगिनी केन् यू डू का
का के काः काम के काः कया काभ्यां काभिः
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
माधवी भगिनी किम्
किं के कानि किं के कानि केन काभ्यां कैः
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
नपुंसकलिङ्ग सो हियर् यू केन् सी प्रथमा एण्ड् द्वितीय आर् द सेम् एण्ड् तृतीय आन्वर्ड्स् they are the same as the अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः so they'll take the same pattern okay so with this now we can go back to the tritiya we'll come to the homework as we go along because that's I think that was at a later section so here we are still at the bhava suchaka Anita Bhagini, can you start from number 10? You can see my cursor there.
Sure.
Yeah, let's try filling in the blank with, this is the word, Vaibhavam.
Rama, Ramesha Yoho, Vivahaha. वैभवेन प्रवृत्तः
सम्यक्
कष्टं यावत् वा भवतु भवान् सहनेन कार्यं करोतु सहनया
किमर्थं सहनया भवति
सहना आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग अस्ति
सम्यक् धन्यवादः भगिनि
नमस्कारः अजय महोदय सो ऐ डिडन्ट् सी दट् दट् वै वे डिड् यूस् द वैभवेन बिकास् इट्स् Rama, Ramesha, Yoho, so there are two people.
Yeah, so Vaibhavam is Yeah, it's a Napunsakalinga word. So the Tritiya Vibhakti will be Vaibhavena.
Yeah, so if there are two people, we don't have to use the Dvivachan form?
No. So here, it is an emotion, right? So that doesn't have dvitiya. I mean, it has, but in this case, you use it only as one. The prathama, the ekavachan, I mean.
Okay, Rama, Ramesha, Yoho, right? Both of, it's a dvivachana, but forget that. Both of their wedding was very grand, right? You don't want a bahuvachana of that grand, right? Why do you want? You have to translate in some one of our languages and see, right? Why do you want the bahuvachana there? Right? Why bhavena? Mm-hmm. With grandness that wedding was conducted. So why do you want the bahuvachana there? Think like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, because I thought like sometimes you said like if we are using Srilinga then the Kriyapad is also we are using Srilinga. So same in the same manner I was thinking like if there are two people then we have to use Dvivachan. That's what
that when you're using an instrument and that all depends on the sentence Bhagini. So if you are saying mm-hmm. children drew with pencils, you know, there mm-hmm. you have to use the bahuvachana.
Mm-hmm.
But for emotion or for things like this, it is the ekavachana only you need to use.
We just translate okay. with you.
So for, I got your point now. So for all these ones, it doesn't matter. It's one person or two people there. It's Krodena,
right,
Kashtena,
right.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's talking about the emotion or the...
Emotion.
Yeah, primarily.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. Rama, Ramesha, Yoho is what is called the Dvivachana. And we'll be seeing it shortly. Okay, otherwise, if it's only Rama, Bhumi Bhagini, can you say the sentence with only Rama? How will it be?
It's going to be same. Rama Vivahah Vaibhavena Pravrittah.
No, Rama Shabdasya.
Rama Vivahah. Oh, yeah. So, Vivah is... Shashti will be Viva Ramayaha Vivahah Vaibhavena Pravrittah.
Sami. Prashna asti va?
Ramashasya. Dhanyavad.
I have an example. Janaha lokayanena nagaram gacchati. There, janaha is bahuvachanam, but lokayanam is singular, ekavachanam. So you, all of them are going by one bus. So in that case, it depends on the context.
Yeah, it's okay. They go by bus. Don't you say they go by bus? It doesn't mean one bus or three buses. I mean, they go by bus. It's like a... I don't know if we are confusing or... But yeah, you can say lokayanena.
The bus example does not show a bhavasuchak word, right? If we are thinking about Tritiya Vibhakti only in the bhavasuchak context.
No, Tritiya, you can use it in many ways, right? So the lokayanena is the best example where we saw
the sadhanam, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I think the other Bhagini was just giving an example.
No, all I wanted to say is it doesn't have to follow the vachanam of the subject.
Right. Okay, let's move on. Subodh Mahode Agrimam Karotu.
I'm sorry, where were we?
I think we are at Dvadasha.
Etam Vartam Shrutva Sa Truptya Nishvasitavati.
Samyak. Agrimam api karotu.
Adhyapakasya Tarjanam Shrutva Sa Lajjaya Shiraha Avanamya Avanamaya Stitavati.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
I have a question, Mahodaya.
Yeah, me too.
For the Truptihi, is the Truptihi like the Munihi example, Ikaranta Pullinga?
Yeah, it's like the Matihi.
Oh, like Mati, so it's a
Strilinga. Strilinga.
Okay, yeah. That's why it was a Truptya. Truptya. Okay. Thanks, Mahadev.
Ajay Mahadev, ek aha prashna asti. So, in the 10th sentence, I don't know, I'm still stuck there. Rama Rameshayoho. So, we did the Shashti for Rameshayoho because it's in the end, it's Ramesh. So, if it's vice versa, if it's Ramesh Rama, then we have to say Ramesh Ramayaha Vivahah.
Generally, you use the Pullinga if there is a, if there are two like this, usually you use this.
Okay. Yes. Dhanyavad.
Actually, Shashti will be Ramayoho, if it is two people there.
No, I was asking like if there are two people, then my question was, can we use Ramesh Ramayaha? But Ajay Mahodaya said, generally we have to use the Pullinga Shabda at the end. So it's always like Rama Ramesh Yoho,
But in Shashti, both for both lingas, it is yoho. Doesn't matter. Only the Sita, Sita yoho.
Yeah.
Rama, Rama yoho. Shashti has both same, what do you call it? Vibhakti kind of.
Yeah, so it'll be Ramayaha.
Sita yoho.
Ramayoho. Yeah. Yeah, but generally when there is a word like this, I mean, there is a combination like this, you use the pullinga at the end. And then use the relevant vibhakti of that. Good questions.
Dhanyavaad.
Okay, yeah, it is Rama Yoho. Shamyatam, Rama Yoho.
What is the meaning of that one we just did?
So, Rama, Ramesha Yoho.
Not this one, the Tripti.
Dvadashavan. Etam Vartam Shukra.
Satisfaction.
Eta Vartam. This Varta is news. Yeah, the news. After hearing that news, she traptya with satisfaction. Traptya means with satisfaction. She nishwasitavati means she exhaled. That's the meaning.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Usha Bhagini, agrimam karotu. Trayodasho.
Ashtabhagini. अध्यापकस्य तर्जनं श्रुत्वा सा लज्जया शिरः अवनम्य स्थितवती. कः सः इति गोविन्दः कुतूहलेन रामं पृष्टवान्. सम्यक् वा?
हा, सम्यक्.
धन्यवादः.
Okay. Oh, excuse me, I had a coughing fit. Okay, so let's go to the... So the next are the Saha and Vina. So as we have seen in the level 1 course, the Saha and Vina are used with the Tritiya Vibhakti. Like, Aham Ramena Saha Gacchami. That's the most common one. Madhavi Bhagini, Kinchit Patatu.
Saha Iti Shabdaha Yatra Bhavati तत्र तृतीया विभक्तिः भवति. उदाहरणं पिता पुत्रेण सह नगरं गच्छति. अभ्यासः वाक्यरचनार्थं सहायकानां त्रयाणां शब्दानां आधारेण वाक्यानि रचयत. यथा लक्ष्मणः रामः वनम्. लक्ष्मणः रामेण सह वनं गतवान्.
सम्यक्, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
सो हियर व्हाटएवर हूएवर यू आर गोइंग विथ, दैट्स व्हाट इट मीन्स. सो रामेण सह, लक्ष्मणः रामेण सह वनं गतवान्. सो लेट अस ट्राई दीस एग्जांपल्स एंड यू कैन यूज एनी वर्ब एट द एंड. Kriya, any Kriya you can use. Sheila Bhagini, can you try the first one?
Ravi hi mitrena nagaram gatavan.
You forgot one word there. What is that word?
Ravi hi mitrena nagaram gatavan.
Mitrena saha nagaram gatavan.
Mitrena saha nagaram gatavan, yes.
Mitra ke saath gaya. Mitra ke saath. Mitrena saha. Dhanyavada bhagini. Himangi bhagini agrimam karotu. Himangi bhagini na shruyate.
आम गोपालः शिवेन सह संभाषणं कृतवान्
आम
शिवेन करेक्ट राइट शिवेन आई मीन अर्णव राइट शिवेन
या
धन्यवाद कैन
यू
महोदय आई डिडंट गेट इट व्हाई अर्णव Why not now?
Kim Bhagini? Shastri Kalu Shubahu.
So for sure we have to do Ana. I thought it's for Ana.
Sure. Yeah, there are some rules, but now, for now remember Sha or Ra. Ramena, okay. Right? Then it becomes Na. There is a Panini Sutra, but there are a lot of caveats or exceptions. But like, Shive Sha. Only Shiva, I think it's Shivena. I'm not, because there are some caveats. I think it's Shivena, but I will look it up.
Biksha.
Shivena.
Biksha.
Pushpa. Oh, okay. If it is in the middle, yeah. It will become. Yeah. There are some caveats. I have to brush up the rules, but yeah, Shivena. But Ramena, yeah. Shivena.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bhagini?
Says
at the back it's a
Shivena. Yeah, so there are to the rule there are some exceptions. So even if there is a sh, if there is a cover ka in the middle, then it will again change. So it is a little confusing. Some ka, some special characters if they come after the rakar or the shakar, you know, then again there is a.
Mahoday, it's a Murdhanya Sha, not a Dantavya Sha, or it both?
I think it's both.
Yeah. Rashtabhyam Sha.
Okay.
So it is.
Shivena, Shivena.
Even though there is a Sha, if there is a Ka or some special characters that come, we don't need to go into too many details. But just remember there are exceptions to the exceptions also. So that's all. We'll not delve too deeply into that.
So here it becomes Shivena, not No.
Yeah, it is Shivena.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, not the hard Na, but the soft Na.
Yeah, there is a stotra, Shivena Sahamodate. It's Na. It's not
now. So I have one question related to this, Mahodaya. Recently, I got a email from Swarup Mahodaya saying that new Panini Vyakaran Varga is starting, and if you are into L2, then it will be beneficial for you if you join that course. So, do you recommend us to join that Vyakarana course along with L2?
That is up to you, Bhagini. So if you are doing L2 as a like a refresher or a revision, then definitely, yeah, you can go for that. It's a little advanced. Even if you go, you can just listen maybe. because that will be a little advanced. You have to be very clear on all the vibhaktis. But that should
be. No, because it is clearly. Yeah, because in the email it is clearly written that it will be totally in Sanskritam. So they will be speaking in Sanskritam. So that is why I just asked. And this is for the first time I'm doing L2 Vargam.
Yeah, so it may not be that beneficial, but you know, I mean, if you have the time and the inclination, definitely go for it. At least the worst you can do is listen. And definitely you will gain something.
Okay.
Yeah, because we
were just discussing about this, so that is why I just thought of asking.
Yeah, this you can read stuff and listen to like whatever I sent, right? Try to listen to all that, so you will, the words will become like how to pronounce and all will be really clear. The other classes I have audio and all I have sent, right, in that Adhyayana Samagri. That Mahadevan, I don't know whether you listen to it. He is very good. He is little bit, he will take it to the advanced level and how it is different. Sanskrit is different from English and all. He gives really, really good analogy. You should, that Mahadevan that he has done the course, I have given you the, that is really good. I think you can start with that. I'm just a suggestion, but you can go to this Paninivaka. That's up to you.
Okay.
You will get something out of it, obviously. It's not like, okay?
Astu, dhanyavada.
Okay, let's do quickly a couple more and then we'll go on to Saha. I mean, to Vina. Rameshwari Bhagini Agrimam Karotu.
Govindah Bhavatya Saha Charcham Krutvan.
Krutvan. Dhanyavada. Suhasini Bhagini Agrimam Karotu.
Matha Putriya Saha Bandhu Graham Gachati.
Samya. Balakrishna Mahodaya.
Mata Putriya Saha that is over, no? Saha Bhaginya Saha Kalaham Kritavati.
Saha. For Saha, what would you say? Saha is what lingam?
Saha.
Pullinga.
Saha is pullinga.
So for pullinga, what would you say?
No, here bhagini. Okay. That word, no. Saha bhaginya saha kalaham kritavan.
So just see, look at what we said, the kartrupadam is what the kriyapadam kartrupadam suche nikarati.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, that is what you have to keep in mind.
Okay. Thank you.
Please go on mute, Mahodaya. So, okay, please look at the rest of this. We'll move over to Saha, which is very similar. I mean,
just one
Vina.
Question, Mahode. Yeah. So here, in the seventh sentence, it is written, Raja Sainikaha Yuddhartham. So Sainikaha is Bahuvachan, right? So, but the Kriyapada will be according to Raja, right? Ekvachanam, right?
Karotu. You try this since you brought it up.
Raja Sainikaihi Saha Yuddhartham Gatavan.
Samyak. So exactly. So as per Raja, you have to say.
Yeah. Okay. Dhanyavad.
Yeah, the Kriya is the Gatavan or whatever you're saying. Okay, Gachati, Gacha. So that is the Kriya. So the Kriya will take the form of the Kartrupadam. The Vibhakti, the Vachanam, the Lingam, everything, it will follow that.
Astu. And in the ninth sentence, I did not get this word, Vaidyaha Aswasthaha. I did not get
means,
this word.
Sick. It means sick or unwell. Swastaha means okay. Healthy. So, Aswastaha means unhealthy. Or
so it
sick.
Is again Bahuvachana. Aswastaha means Bahuvachana.
Yeah. Aswastaha and Aswastaha.
So it is a Pullinga Shabda, right? Like Ramaha, Ramaha. Dhanyavada.
Swagatam Bhagini. Rajshri Bhagini, Vina Kinchit Patatu.
Vina Ityasya Shabdasya Yoge Tritiya Vibhakti Bhavati Udaharanam Dhanena Vina Kopina Jivati Suchana. Vina Shabdasya Yoge Dvitiya Vibhakti Panchami Vibhakti Chapi Bhavati Cha Api Bhavati Abhyasaha Kaihi Vina Kaha Kim Kartum Na Shaknoti Kim Na Karoti Kim Karoti Iti Vadata Yatha Lekhani Lekhanya Vina Harihi Lekitum Na Shaknoti.
Samyak. Karoti Agrimam. Anita Bhagini, Pratamam Karotu.
Mahodaya. Karyena Vina Ramaha Statum Na Shaknoti.
Samyak. Dhanyavad.
Upanetram Vina Saha Drashtum Na Shaknoti.
Samyak Nasti. Puna Vadatu.
Upanetram is like muni, like is like vanam. Upanetrena Vina. Upanetrena Vina. It is like vanam vane vanani. So vanena, so upanetrena vina. Saha drashtum na shaknoti.
Samyak. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Sahitya Bhagini Agrimam Karotu.
Mahade. Padarakshaya Vina Sa Chalitum Na Shaknoti.
Padarakshaya.
Padarakshaya.
the dirgham is not there. The dirgham will go and it will be padarakshaya vina sa chalitum na shaknoti.
Okay. So, Mahodaya, I have one question here. So, earlier sentence, she said upanetrena vina, right? So, instead of upanetrena, we can also use upanetra. Is that what it is written up about? Panchami and vina shabdasya yoge dvitiya vibhakti, panchami vibhakti cha bhavati.
In some cases, Bhagini, don't get confused for now. So for now, we are using only Tritiya.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
Manju Mahodaya Agrimam Karotu. Asandaha.
Asandena Vina. एषः उपवेष्टं न शक्नोति.
आसन्देन विना एषः उपवेष्टुं न शक्नोति.
उपवेष्टुं. दन्तैः विना वृद्धः चर्वणं कर्तुं न शक्नोति.
सम्यक्. धन्यवादः.
I have a question. Danta is a strilinga, right?
Dantaha is the pullinga shabda.
Okay, got it.
So dantaha is the bahuvachanam.
Dhanyavad.
Teeth. Dantaha, dantaha. Bhavati karotu agrimam.
आत्मविश्वासेन विना सः कार्यं न करोति.
आत्मविश्वासेन विना
सः कार्यं न करोति.
कार्यं न करोति. धन्यवादः. कार्यं इट्स अ लिटिल अन्तिमम् अपर्णा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु.
आं महोदय. कार्यानं कारयानेन विना धनिकः सञ्चारं न करोति.
नवमम् अपि करोतु. द नैन्थ् वन्.
Ghati, so that is Ikarant Srilinga, that will become Ghatya. Ghatya Vina Saha Kutrapina Gacchati.
Samyak Bhagini, dhanyavad. Okay. Okay, so let's take a break here and we'll look at a short story. Most of you sent in homework which I looked over quickly and it seems to be fine. There are some minor errors, like what we discussed, and maybe we can look at that. Okay. Sanjana Bhagini, can you read the first three of your homework?
Yeah. Sita, Trichakrikaya, Graham Gachati.
Tamya.
Chinmaya Bokayanam. Oh, sorry.
Bokayanena.
Karyalayam Gachati.
Samya.
Janaha Lokayanena Graham Gachanti.
Samya. Dhanyavad Bhagini.
Dhanyavad. Here is it a plural or because it's Janaha?
Which, what is that, Bhagini?
Should we use plural for lokayanena instead of lokayanena? Should we do lokayana bihi?
It's grammatically not wrong, but you can lokayanena is fine.
Okay.
And you can look at the word also here, because for the exercise they have given lokayanam, right? So if they had given lokayanani, then you can use the appropriate tritiya bahuvachana.
Okay.
It's not by buses. I mean, you can use both.
Yeah, I think it's clear.
What does the second sentence mean? Lokayana.
Lokayanam is a public transport, like a bus or a...
Oh, no. Sorry, the second sentence. The
bike. It's like a bicycle or a bike or a motorcycle, I don't know. Could be any of those.
Okay.
It's a created word later. So new words keep getting added because a lot of these were not there in, you know, when the language was first formulated. So
I have a question.
Yes.
So how do you give the homework? I'm new, so I am not able to figure out where is the homework is given, how to find out?
Sheila Bhaginiva?
Yes.
Let me see. Maybe you're not in the distribution list. Okay, let me check. Maybe I missed you in the email. There is a separate email that goes out after the class that lists what the home assignment is. Let me make a note of that.
Yeah, I think I'm not in the list, yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll be sure to
add. Is it not with the recording, right?
No, this is a separate email that I sent. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, dhanyavad Bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
It's worthwhile to mention she needs to have Vibhakti Vallari too.
Bhagini, do you have the Vibhakti Vallari, the PDF for the hard copy?
Yes, I do. Yes, I have.
Oh. And this is a general question to all. Hopefully, by now, most of you have got the Gita Sopanam. So, next week, we will be doing a little bit there. So, just FYI.
Mahadeva,
I don't have
it. Stock and it's out of stock in the US, that site.
Oh, is it?
Gita Sopanam.
Yeah, I mean, for now, you can look at, you know, the recording and get by, because we are still not going too deep into it. We'll be just doing, as we cover the Vibhakti Vallari, we may refer to that a little bit.
Okay. I just got it today, so it took like 2 weeks for me to get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
We don't have PDF for that?
No.
Mahodaya, we will need only two parts of Gita Sopanam. There are more than that, right?
So for this class, we'll need only the part one. Gita Sopanam Pratama Bhagaha is what we'll be using.
Okay, not the second one?
No, the second one will be in level 3.
Okay, fine. Dhanyavada.
Okay, I think all of these are... Anita Bhagini, can you do the next two?
Amohodaya. Vayam Sukhayanena Brahman Gacchanti.
Kinchit Uchei Vadatu Bhagini.
Vayam Sukhayanena Brahman Gacchanti.
Vayam Kim Kim Bhavati. So for Vayam, what did you say?
Vayam Sukhayanena. Vayam Sukhayanena Gramam Gacchati.
Gachamaha.
Gachamaha. Actually, what does it mean by Sukhayanena? Is it
so hard to hear?
It's something like a luxury bus or a luxury vehicle.
Okay. Gachamaha. Prayanikaha Vimanena Videsham Gachanti.
Samya.
Gachanti ya Gamishyati. Gamishyanti.
Dvau api samyak. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Bhumi Bhagini Agrima Dvayam Karotu.
Arakshakaha Jeepayanena Kolahal Sthalam Gacchanti. Ete Metadora Yanena Tirupatihi Gacchanti.
Puna Vadatu.
Ete Metadora Yanena Tirupatihi Gacchanti.
Tirupatim Gacchanti. Dvitiya Vibhakti Upayogam.
Sorry. Tirupatim Gacchanti.
Dhanyavad. Jaya Bhagini Astiva.
Ask me.
Agrimam Karotu. Agrimadvayam.
Grameenah naukaya taranti. Bhaktah railyanena Mathuram gacchanti.
Samyak. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Is it Mathura only or Mathuraya?
Which one is that, Pagini?
The last one.
Gacchanti.
Mathuram. Mathuram Gacchanti.
Mathuram Gacchanti.
Mathuram. Relayanena Mathuram Gacchanti.
Okay.
Is that your question?
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, I understand the Relayanena, but why are we changing the second word as well over there?
Second word?
In the sense, why is Mathura changing to Mathuram?
Mathuram. So that will be the Dvitiya Vibhakti. So we have seen, right, the Karma Padam is always in the Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay.
So the other... And I think the other part of the homework was what, number 9?
Prushtam
Panchavimshati. Rameshwari Bhagini Karotu. Agrimat, the first, okay, do the 3.
पाचकः छुरिकया शाकं कर्तयति. अर्जुनः बाणैः कौरवान् मारितवान्. महिला सम्मार्जन्या मार्जितवती.
So whoever was asking why Mathuram, see here, पाचकः शाकं कर्तयति. Shakam kartayati, Arjunaha kauravan maritavan. So that will be always in the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay? Like we saw in the previous lesson.
Okay, Mahodaya.
Manju Mahodaya, Agrimadvayam Karotu.
Chitrakaraha. अङ्कनिभिः कूर्चैः च चित्रं लिखति. भवती कया सह आगतवती?
सम्यक्. केन् यू एक्स्प्लेन् द प्रीवियस् सेण्टेन्स् वै इट् इस् द वे इट् इस्? Ankanyaha, what did you say it was?
Ankanyaha, this is the... Ankanibihi.
How did it become Ankanibihi?
Ankanibihi.
It is, what lingam is that word?
It's Ikaranta, Ankani is the word, Ikaranta Strilinga.
Samyak.
Bahuvachana, so Ankani Bihi.
Samyak. And Kurchaha?
Kurchaha, Akaranta, Pulinga Bahuvachana. That's why Kurchaihi Tritiya Bahuvachana.
Samyak, Mahodaya, Uttama. Dhanyavad. Yeah, so here again, see, these are the examples where you're using it as a instrument or a tool. So the Bahuvachanam is the appropriate.
He's painting with brush and pen.
Himangi Bhagini, Agrimam Karotu.
You have one, right?
Yeah.
Bhavati.
Okay. Bhavati. Bhavati kaya sah agatavati.
I think that was done. Okay, do the next one.
Okay. Yah bhavan jananya sah kutra gatavan.
Samyak. Agrimam.
Dushtah sarvaihi sah kalaham karoti.
Kimartam sarvaihi?
Sarve prathama bahuvachan.
Ekavachanam kim?
Sarve.
Sarvah.
Sarvah.
Sarve. Yeah. So, sarvaihi. Sarvena sarva. So if you have the Gita Sopanam, towards the end, a lot of these Vibhakti tables are also given. Okay? So I just wanted to tell you that. You can just look at it and familiarize. There are some special words also given like Mata, Pita. Okay, we have not covered them yet, but you can just look at them and start getting familiar. Dhanyavad.
Mahodaya, I have a doubt. The sarve, won't it be sarve na? I mean, why is it in Bahuvachan? Like, what is the shabdam there? Sarva.
Sarvaha is the ekavachanam. Sarve is the Bahuvachan.
Oh, achha. Sarve is the Bahuvachanam. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if it is sarvaha, it will be sarvena.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, if everybody can go back on mute. Only if you are speaking, please unmute. Vaibhavi Bhagini Agrimadvayam Karotu.
Mahoday, I have a question for the seventh one. Sarva and sarve, it means all, right?
Yes.
So why there is ekavachan and bahuvachan? Sarva means all and sarve means all.
Why do you ask such difficult questions? I don't know. Yeah, they are used for different things, Bhagini. So we'll see examples. Like, there is even a dvivachanam in that. Sarvaha, sarvau, sarve. And there is sarvaha in trilingam also. Sarva, sarve, sarvaha. Which we will see. And there are specific cases where you will use them.
Can I give an example?
Okay, if you are referring to, I'll just give you a brief explanation. If there are two groups of people and everybody in two groups of people, that's where you use the dvivachana. Okay. Sarve janaha is what you will say. All the people. Sarve janaha. Or you can say, for example, sarvaha jagat, jagataha. The whole world. That's a good question, Bhagini. So, can you do the next one?
Yeah. Bhavantaha api asmabhi saha sanskrutam pathantu.
Samyak.
Dhanena vina jivanam kathinam.
Samyak. Dhanyavada. Okay, I think the rest all follow what we have done. So I think it was all fine. So if there are no other questions, let's move on to a story. So we'll see different vibhaktis in there. Mm? We may not be able to complete that today, but at least we can start off on it.
Okay, we'll just try to finish at least half of it. Okay. Sarveshu asti Ishwaraha. Sarveshu asti Ishwaraha. God is in everybody. Sarveshu is a saptami. Okay. Saptami bhavachan. Kaspinshit gurukule bahavaha chatraha adhyayanam kurvantisma. Kashminschit Gurukule Bahava Chatraha Adhyayanam Kurvantisma. All the stories you have seen. Some Gurukula. Gurukula means, you know, olden days they used to stay with a guru. It's a residential school, okay? Gurukule Bahava Chatra. A lot of students used to study, okay? It's a Kurvantisma, past continuous study. Tesham Guruhu Jnani Tapasvicha. Okay, their guru was very jnani. He was very smart. He had a lot of knowledge and he was a tapasvi. Means he used to meditate a lot. So he was called Tapasvicha. Kadachit Guruhu Shishan Evam Upadishtavan. Someday, that guru, gave a talk or a lecture to those his disciples. Okay, jagataha sarveshu vastushu pranishu cha ishvaraha asti iti. Okay, in this world, all the objects, everybody and all the object, all the animals, all the living beings. So Ishwaraha asti means there will be God in them, everybody. That's how he taught them. Ekasmin dine bhikshatanartham sarve shishaha samipastam nagaram gatavanta. Okay, ekasmin dine, one day bhikshatanartham. So it's a gurukula, they do a big, some people maybe are not familiar, but I'll just translate for now. They used to go for the bhiksha. Okay, they were like living like saints or like that for jnanartham. They used to they were like a tyagis, yogis. So they used to go for bhikshaktana. So when they went there, all the shishas went there nearby town. They went, okay, samipastam, nearby town they went. Tatra bhikshaam samapya yada te gurukulam agachantaha asan tada marge kashchana kolahalaha shrutaha. Okay, then they finished their bhikshatanam. They finished their bhikshatanam after they finished and they were coming back to their gurukulam. Okay, when they were agachantaha asan, it's a past continuous tense. Okay, agachantaha asan. So tada, then in on the way, kashchana kolahala, some lot of noise, okay, lot of commotion they heard. Kolahala shrutaha, that was a noise was heard. Kashchit uccha swarena uktavan. Okay, so somebody with a loud voice, he was saying, boho boho janaha. Oh, all people, he was yelling. Okay, Swapranan rakshantu, save yourselves, save your lives. Okay. Kashchit madon mattaha gajaha swatantraha bhutva janan marain asti. Okay. Some madon matta means it has become like a crazy. Okay. It has become unruly. Gajaha means elephant. Elephant. Swatantra means it has been free set free and it's janan marayan asti. It is killing people. Okay, dhavantu dhavantu, run run. That's what somebody is loudly saying to the people. So tada shishaha drishtavantaha gajaha mahata vegena tena eva margena agachan asti. Okay. Then this is mainly for some people who don't know word by word they were saying. So I'm just translating, okay? So tada shishyaha, then those disciples drashtavanta, they saw, what did they see? Gajaha mahata vegena, that elephant with speed, okay? Lot of speed. Mahata means with lot of speed. Vegena, okay? Vegena is a speed. Tena eva margena, that way only agachan asti. Okay, it's coming that way. Okay, they saw, those all the disciples. Bhitaha janaha itastataha dhavita vantaha. So, people were very scared, right? They were itastataha, I mean here and there, scattered. They were running around. Okay, dhavita vantaha. Gajasya upari upavishtaha hastipakaha syat eva. So, the top of that elephant, there was a mahuta. What is the name? Mahuta is sitting on top of the he was hastipakaha. Oh, this is a different sentence. Okay, hastipakaha Uchchaswarena punaha punaha goshayan asi. So the mahout was sitting on the top of that elephant. Okay. So he was also puna puna goshana, means he was announcing. He was repeatedly announcing apasarantu apasarantu. Get out of the way. Move, move. That's what he was saying. Okay. Sarve shishaha kshanamapi vilambam akritva tam margam vihaya anyatra dhavitavantaha. So all the students, okay, shisha shanamapi, without any delay, they tam margam vihaya, so they gave the way and they ran that side, like shown in the picture, right? They just ran, they gave way. Anyatra means somewhere else they ran. Okay. Parantu ekaha shishyaha yadi sarveshu vastusu ishvaraha asti tarhi asmin gaje api ishvaraha syat eva. So that one shishya, one disciple, he had heard his guru, right? That all yadi sarveshu vastusu ishvaraha asti, all the beings have God. So then the God is in this elephant also, right? It has to be in this elephant. Ataha kimartham bayam. So why I have to be scared? Why is the iti vichintya? He thought like that. Tatra eva sitavan. Thinking like that, he just stopped there. That means he thought the God is in the elephant also. It will not hurt me. Maybe that's what is the implied meaning there. So he just started there. Tam drishtva hastipakena punaha uchchaihi uktam. So that he saw that student standing there, and again mahout said, hey muda, means muda means he has buddhi, like a fool. Oh, yeah. Muda apasaratu, means a fool, remove. Esha gajaha pramattaha asti. This is excited, like this elephant. So he was yelling, but param shisha kinchidapi na akampat. So he didn't even move. That student didn't even move. So तावति काले तत्र आगतः गजः तं बालं ससुण्डया गृहीत्वा दूरे प्रक्षिप्तवान् सो बै दट् टैम् इन् दट् टैम् दट् एलिफेण्ट् वास् नियर् हिम् एण्ड् वाट् इट् डिड् ही पिक् दट् child with his trunk and he carried it at this come and he threw him a little bit further. Okay, he was very powerful and he was excited, right? So he just threw him out. So vedanam asaha manaha saha shishyah sanya vihinah jatah. So that with pain, without bearing that pain, what happened? That shishya, that student, was unconscious, fell unconscious. Sanya vihinaha means like unconscious. He became unconscious, exactly. That's all. Gajasya tataha nirgamanantaram sarvaihi shishyaihi saha gurukulam anitaha. So after all the elephant left, okay, from there, so all the students carried him to the Gurukulam. Okay, they were anyway going that way. Tasya aushadopachara api krutaha. So they aushadopachara, the medicine and all, they took care of him, like aushadopacharam. So he was hurt, right? So they treated him. Okay, after carrying to the group. Tadanantaram saha jagaretaha. After that, he was unconscious, right? He got up. So, sishaha gurum sarvam vrittantam uktavantaha. So, all the disciples told this story, all whatever happened to the guru. Okay, sarvam, all this they told. Tada guruhu tam uktavan. Then, the guru asked him, told him, Vatsa, tvaya kidrashaha murka vyavaharaha kritaha iti. Oh boy, child, why you, this kind of behavior was done by you? That's what he asked. Okay. Shishyaha uptavan, guru varya, sarveshu ishvara asti iti bhavata eva shikshitam. अतः एव अहं गजे अपि ईश्वरः अस्ति इति मत्वा तत्रैव स्थितवान् सो हि सेस् गुरुवर्य हो गुरु आल् द बीङ्ग्स् हाव् गाड् ईश्वरः अस्ति इति यु ओन्ली टाट् अस् रैट् इट् वास् टाट् बै यु अतः एव अहं गजे अपि ईश्वरः अस्ति इति मत्वा देट्स् वै thought the elephant also has God. So that's why I just stood there. So atra murkata ka, what is the foolishness in that? That's what he is asking. Okay, within quotes. So guru uktavan, then the guru told, vatsa bhavata uktam satyameva. Whatever you said is correct only. Param kevalam gaje ishvara asti iti chintitam bhavata. But you thought only elephant has God in it. Gaje yatha tatha asti pake api ishvarah asti eva. So how the God is in the elephant, it is in the mahout also. Whoever is sitting on the top, the mahout. Katam bhavata tasya vachane vishvasah na krataha iti. So why didn't you trust the guy sitting his words? Why didn't you trust his words? So etad vachanam srutva shishya svadosham avagatavan. So when he heard this by his guru, he understand his mistake, his own mistake. Tena punaha kadapi etadrishi murkata na prakashita. After that, this kind of foolishness was not shown by him, by the shishya. So I think that's Yeah, that's the story. Hopefully it was simple enough. Since there was no time, if any questions, we can look at it next week. But I think it's pretty simple story, hopefully. Okay, so just revise Tritiya Vibhakti a little bit more. Everybody, except for somebody tried to do Bahuvachana of the Tritiya, everybody did a good job, so please go back and look at it. Most of you have done a good job. So, and some people have really written in the notebook. That is also a good practice to write. That's very good. Whoever have just took a notebook and just wrote everything, that's very good. So you get good practice about writing. If you are not used to Devanagari, that's a good idea. So,
Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
What is the meaning of that story at the end? Why Guru said Murkha to him?
Oh, what? He did not trust that Mahout, right? He did not trust the Mahout, and he was kind of hurt, right? He was almost killed by the elephant. That's why, because the Guru taught him in beginning, right? Everybody had God. I think he thought that since he had God, even the elephant has God, he will not hurt him. The elephant will not hurt him. That's what the Shishya thought, draw the conclusion. But he said, the Mahout also has God. You should have trusted him. So why did you do that foolishness?
Oh, okay. Dhanyavaad.
Okay.
So I just wanted to say that with this, I think we'll finish up the Tritiya Vibhakti. So please revise this chapter at home. And if you have any doubts, we'll address at the start of next class. And we'll also look at we'll look at the next lesson in the Gita Sopanam next week. Okay, and maybe look at some other story also. So,
Mahoday?
Okay. Ah, yes.
Do you also send the answer sheet or just the homework?
The answers are in the book only. If you look at the at the end. So, oh, okay. Do you have the Vibhakti Vallari?
Yes, I do. I have so not gone to the back yet.
Yeah, you should not look. Don't cheat. So, which is
now I know.
I was only joking. So, which is why I don't give the homework from the book. You know. So, and when you write your own sentences, you will have to think a little bit. Okay, you have to frame the entire sentence. So it is, I usually try to give homework like that. Okay.
Yeah, good. Please don't forget to add me on the distribution list.
Ah, definitely, definitely, Bhagini.
Just a quick question. In this one, there are the 7th exercise for the Rupya Kaihi. Two of them, I'm not sure. I tried it, but can you please let me know it's right or wrong? The third one, it's 350. So 350, how do you write it down? I write it down 3 shatam, chatvarin shatam. So how do you say 350?
Where is it, Bhagini?
It's in the below exercise. We just did it. It's in the next exercise. So it's 57.
Page 25. Oh, the rupees?
Yeah, the rupees.
Yes.
Okay, that will be a little okay, we'll do some numbering in the next class.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Because it's 350 and 750.
Yeah, so I think in the earlier level we did only some basic numbering till 50. Oh, till 20 only we have done. Okay, so we'll do something like 100, 1000, sahasram, shatam, and all we'll do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then some changes will come as you go higher up. So. We'll do that, Bhagini.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to feed this one.
Okay.
Any other question?
I have also one question. This alam, the eighth part.
Oh, okay. So alam is like, alam is like ma karotu, like don't do or not. Okay, so... like for example, bhayena alam means don't get afraid. You know, so with alam also you have to use the tritiya. So that is not generally used. It is not used in spoken that much, which is why I didn't cover it. But whenever you use alam, it should be in the tritiya of the, like the, fear not, you would say bhayena alam. Or krodena alam, without anger, don't get angry, like that.
Okay.
Usha Bhagini, prarthanam.